The Safety Match by Anton Chekhov. Part 1. On the morning of October 6, 1885, in the office of Inspector of Police of the 2nd Division of S District, there appeared a respectably dressed young man who announced that his master, Marcus Ivanovich Klausov, a retired officer of the Horse Guards, separated from his wife, had been murdered. While making this announcement, the young man was white and terribly agitated. His hands trembled and his eyes were full of terror. "Whom have I the honour of addressing?" asked the inspector. "Psykov, Lieutenant Klausov's agent, agriculturist and mechanician." The inspector and his deputy, on visiting the scene of the occurrence in company with Psykov, found the following. Near the wing in which Klausov had lived was gathered a dense crowd. The news of the murder had sped swift as lightning through the neighbourhood, and the peasantry, thanks to the fact that the day was a holiday, had hurried together from all the neighbouring villages. There was much commotion and talk. Here and there, pale, tear-stained faces were seen. The door of Klausov's bedroom was found locked. The key was inside. "It is quite clear that the scoundrels got in by the window," said Psykov, as they examined the door. They went to the garden, into which the bedroom window opened. The window looked dark and ominous. It was covered by a faded green curtain. One corner of the curtain was slightly turned up, which made it possible to look into the bedroom. "Did any of you look into the window?" asked the inspector. "Certainly not, your worship," answered Ephraim, the gardener, a little grey-haired old man who looked like a retired sergeant. "Who's going to look in, if all their bones are shaking?" "Ah, Marcus Ivanovich, Marcus Ivanovich," sighed the inspector, looking at the window. "I told you would come to a bad end. I told the dear man, but he wouldn't listen. Dissipation doesn't bring any good." "Thanks to Ephraim," said Psykov. "But for him, we would never have guessed. He was the first to guess that something was wrong. He comes to me this morning and says, 'Why is the master so long getting up? He hasn't left his bedroom for a whole week.' The moment he said that, it was just as if someone had hit me with an axe. The thought flashed through my mind, 'We haven't had a sight of him since last Saturday, and today is Sunday. 7 whole days, not a doubt of it.'" "Aye, poor fellow," again sighed the inspector. "He was a clever fellow, finely educated, and kind-hearted at that. And in society nobody could touch him. But he was a waster, God rest his soul. I was prepared for anything since he refused to live with Olga Petrovna. Poor thing, a good wife, but a sharp tongue. Stephen," the inspector called to one of his deputies, "go over to my house this minute, and send Andrew to the captain to lodge an information with him. Tell him that Marcus Ivanovich has been murdered. And run over to the orderly. Why should he sit there, kicking his heels? Let him come here. And go as fast as you can to the examining magistrate, Nicholas Yamulayevich. Tell him to come over here. Wait, I'll write him a note." The inspector posted sentinels around the wing, wrote a letter to the examining magistrate, and then went over to the director's for a glass of tea. 10 minutes later he was sitting on a stool, carefully nibbling a lump of sugar, and swallowing the scalding tea. "There you are," he was saying to Psykov, "there you are, a noble by birth, a rich man, a favourite of the gods, you may say, as Pushkin has it. And what did he come to? He drank and dissipated, and, there you are, he's murdered.